If you want your business to grow, you need to understand what roles you play. Let's look at your org chart. When was the last time you looked at your organizational chart? Do you even have one? This is a very simplistic view. There are hundreds of things we do each day that could and should go on our chart, but we will talk about that in another article. For now, let's keep it simple. Even if you are a solopreneur, you have an organization chart. Building a simple organizational model for your business will help you get a grasp how you can grow your business. If you want to grow, you have to start delegating tasks and responsibilities. You may hire an accountant to help with your finances. Maybe you hire a virtual worker to help with answering the phone, weeding through email, or setting appointments. Your org chart may look more like this. You can see the only difference is you have begun to spread the work out a bit. If you want to grow, spreading the work,
a.k.a. delegating,
is crucial. Yet, there is one thing we forget to spread out: our leadership. You are the boss of your business, right? Well, yes and no. You are the physical boss of your business and the face that people see, but in reality, God is the boss. God is the owner. God is in charge. It is not about just sitting still and waiting on God to do everything. God has skilled you and given you opportunities. He just wants you to rely on Him to make the best decisions. He wants you to put Him first and understand that the business is His business, always and forever. You are an under-shepherd. Being an under-shepherd means that you are taking care of someone else's flock. You are caring for people who belong to someone else. I have seen too many bosses just look at employees as cogs in the wheels of business. You are more than that, and so are they. When you realize that God is the boss of the business, you realize that everything is under His care, including you. Yes, you are on the same playing field as your workers in the eyes of God. The businesses who have grown the most understand that everyone has something to contribute. From the janitor, is he or she on your org chart? To the CFO, every person brings value to your business. And when you trust in God and let Him guide your decision, He will contribute exactly what you need when you need it. Not much will change in the day-to-day running of the business at first, but your attitude will change. You will start your day off with the boss with an open conversation about where your business is and where it needs to go. Prayer becomes your boardroom to business growth. In our next article, we will discuss how to set up an organization chart and how you can use that to begin to spread out your business and grow. After all, we are in business to grow, right? Christian business owners understand that prayer is the boardroom to business growth. If you really want to grow your business, consider joining our membership program. We have monthly group coaching where you can send in your specific business questions. We made it affordable for everyone. If you are tired of running in circles and want to get your business on the right track, join our membership today.